back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my fellow co-host. Pizza Box Mike hosts the jewel of weekend programming at noon on Saturdays. Pizza Box Mike, thinking outside the pizza box. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Well, I mean, headlines in the paper, you know, watching Republicans go to Arizona. State legislators from many, many states learning how to commit election fraud is what they're doing. I mean, this is an ALEC move for sure. And I don't understand why people don't see that when you watch entire legislative, you know, Republicans across the country saying the exact same thing. And I guess you guys, what, that confirms that it's true or that it's even... I just don't understand it, really. I mean, it's right there under your noses. Your lives are getting worse. Inflation's taken off. So even if we do raise wages, it's not going to match what the inflation rate is. This is going to get crazy, man.
Yeah, good points. And, you know, Pizza Box, I'm going to build a little on what you said, because we did hit the issue of they're going to Arizona first hour. But let me add this. Four Republican legislators went down there in to join Cyber Ninja in learning how to destroy the election up here as well. Voss paid their way. He authorized their way paid by taxpayers, by you, by Pizza Box Mike. You paid for them to go down, branch into Menominee Falls, Murphy, a couple of others. And they went in a group that appears to be led by Eric Greiten, the disgraced former governor of Missouri, who was governor. And then suddenly a woman started to complain, and others, that he was fond of bondage, spanking, and with women who didn't consent. He was investigated. He wasn't criminally charged. He had to withdraw from the legislature, from the governorship. Now he's running for the Senate again, and he's the lead candidate for the Republican nomination, known as Spanky. Spanky was there with four idiots from the Wisconsin legislature, holding up ballots, looking for bamboo, so they could say they came from China. They didn't see any bamboo. They didn't see any maple or oak or anything else. These people now are going to bring that back. And there are Michigan people that have gone down, and there are others. This is an attempt to crookedly overturn an election. It is against federal law to turn over original ballots and voting machines to a private group like this. Arizona did it. No one stopped them. That is a federal legal violation. And in Wisconsin, they try that. We're going to stop them. But the fact that they're doing it, the Republican Party no longer believes in democracy. It's as simple as that. We're going back to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, man, I want to make two quick points with you to revisit Biden's efforts in Europe. He's repairing all the damage that was done with the 4 years of you-know-who, which, you know, we reassured the Europeans and everybody in NATO that we're still here yet and we're going to do what's right. The other thing, I don't know if you touched on it yet this morning, but Netanyahu has been knocked out of Israel as the ruler, and the guy that's going in is considerably more conservative, but he is going to be at least controlled by the mix of people in the Israeli government that'll kind of hold him back from doing anything, you know, wacko. What's your thoughts on the situation with Israel and what it could mean for us as a country?
Right. Yeah. No, let's talk about that. And also your first point that Trump did a lot of damage to this country. He was in service to Putin. Vladimir Putin funded him, blackmailing him. Trump did everything he could to break up NATO and the EU, even said he'd pull out, demoralize NATO. Joe Biden is building back up our alliances one at a time. He went to the G7 in Cornwall, England. Had a great G7, unified Europe, in my view. There are some differences, obviously, but basically they're unified. Now he's on his way to a NATO meeting. He'll meet with EU ministers, and he'll meet with Vladimir Putin, give him his marching orders, Putin has an economy the size of Italy. As of June 1, Biden said we're not going to authorize any bank in the United States to buy bonds denominated in rubles. That's a bad blow to Putin. They have to sell bonds to finance themselves. Now they've got to do it. No international bank's going to buy it because they're all intertwined with American banks who run things. He can step up the sanctions. He has this these malignant cybersecurity hackers that are really controlled by the Russian government. All right, you want to keep that up? We're going to slowly tighten the garrote around your throat till you turn blue and your eyeballs start to bulge out. Not enough to have you launch nuclear weapons, of course. But your people have a bad standard of living right now. And Putin is going to be put under control. Biden knows what he's doing. Very experienced guy. With regard to Netanyahu, you know, there was a democratic election in Israel. Israel is our ally. It's a we have other allies in the Middle East. Jordan is a very, very fine ally of ours. Egypt has cooperated with us. Saudi Arabia, actually, with the Abraham Accords, has permitted Israeli airplanes to travel through its airspace to get the United Arab Emirates. The United Arab Emirates, you know, Bahrain, some of these others in the Abraham Accords, Sudan, Morocco, it's a very good thing. Our position should be that all Islamic countries should join the Abraham Accords, recognize Israel's right to exist, and then there absolutely can be two states over there, Palestinian state and Israel, in peace, recognizing each other's right to exist. Up until now, none of these other countries, until the United Arab Emirates led the charge, would even recognize Israel's right to exist. So they are allies, among other allies. So what do I think? Well, Netanyahu is in for what, 12 years roughly, something like that? And his brother, incidentally, was the head of the group, the military group, the commandos in Entebbe, E-N-T-E-B-B-E, that rescued the airliner that had been hijacked. His brother was killed and was a military hero. And Netanyahu, 12 years is a long time, about what time we had somebody else. The guy who's in now, it's a coalition government. His name is Naftali Bennett. He's basically an American who now is an Israeli. Obviously, he speaks English the way I do and the way you do. So that's good. He's also very conservative, even probably a little more conservative than Netanyahu. But he's constrained because there was an alliance across Israeli society and political parties to replace Netanyahu. And they have a different system. Here, whoever gets a plurality of or a majority of the Electoral College is president, and then he picks his own cabinet. Over there, you vote for members of parliament, and they get together and pick, in effect, the prime minister. And, nobody has enough votes. They're like eight parties or something or more. Nobody has enough votes to select it on their own. So they have to get together and wheel and deal. And that's how they do it. And frankly, that's how they do it in some European countries, too. And they got together and they run the gamut from the far left to the far right. And they just want to replace Netanyahu. The point is, what is good for the United States? What is good for world peace? What is good for Israel? And then what is good for our other allies in the region? Jordan, Egypt, increasingly, and others, and the Palestinian people. And I think that this is a good first step. I think that they will... 12 years is a long time. You know, we have term limits for president of 8 years. 8 years is plenty. And 12 years is really plenty. So that's my view. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.